USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.